Hey, what's going on, New Life Church? Bronson Duke here from the downtown Little Rock campus. Excited to be with you today. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Here's what it says. It says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Now, I wonder, in your life, have you ever done something knowing that after you do it, you're gonna have one up on somebody? Like in business, in relationship, like after you did this, they were gonna owe you one. I've never done anything like this, but maybe some of you guys listening in have. No, I'm kidding. Y'all, we've all done things like this, right? What's interesting, in the Greco-Roman world, the world that Jesus walked and lived in, there was a practice of lending and borrowing that actually was so predatory that you could end up enslaved to the person who held your debt. I think it's no accident that Jesus says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." It was a big problem in the world that they live in, y'all. And I believe it's still a problem in the world we're in today. It may not happen with debt and borrowing, but I believe that it happens with relationship, y'all. You know, it's interesting. When somebody wrongs you, in a lot of ways, they end up indebted to you. You know, there's a quote from St. Augustine, one of the early church fathers, and he said, "God is the only one who can cancel debt and incur no loss." You know, I think a lot of times in relationship, we have fear that if we let go of power or if we let go of things that we feel like we legally have the right to hold over somebody, that we're not gonna be able to cover the cost. Listen to me on this. Forgiveness is not something that we have to do because it's right. Forgiveness is something we do because it's who we are as Christians. Being a Christian means that you're a Jesus follower, which means you want to be like Jesus. And if at the center of our belief system is someone who bled and died on a cross for people who wronged him, for people who hurt him, but he loved them anyway, how much more so has God called us to live the same way? The truth is that forgiveness often does cost us things. It costs us things like pride. We have to be the person who comes in and says, "Hey, either I messed up or I'm sorry," or, "Hey, I know you wronged me." Y'all, listen, I know people listening in, terrible things have happened to you in your life. But here's what's crazy. In the beginning of Acts, Peter is speaking to the Jewish people. The people, the very people who crucified Jesus, they nailed him to the cross. He says, "What you did in ignorance, and there is still grace for you." Y'all, this is the kind of crazy love, crazy forgiveness that God's called us to. You know, I know for me in my life, I had a situation about 15 years ago where somebody who I trusted was a family member came and they picked me up and they drove me out into the middle of nowhere and they threatened my life. They pulled a gun on me and said a lot of things that were really out there. They were going through some things at the time, and y'all, that messed me up emotionally. I had a lot to deal with, and I had a 9-month process of healing, and within that, I had a radical experience with God, where God showed me some other things in my life. I had some addiction things going on, and God actually set me free within that. And the very next thing God asked me to do is to forgive this person who had done this thing to me. Y'all, the truth is that when we look at Jesus, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we're able to forgive people we never thought we could forgive. Why? Because we're not loving and forgiving out of our poverty, but we're loving and forgiving out of the abundance of God's grace and God's love. Remember, God is the one who can cancel debt and incur no loss. If we walk with Jesus, he enables us to do that. And y'all, let me tell you this. Not only did that set me free internally, this person that I got to go and forgive, God started to set them free. God started to change their lives. Y'all, I wonder if you could be a part of God's plan in saving and healing somebody who's hurt you. Now, here's the truth, guys. We don't have to love and we don't have to forgive out of our lack. We get to forgive and we get to love out of the abundance, the storehouse of God's grace, God's love. And the truth is that God has grace upon grace upon grace for every day. And so my last question for you is this, is who do you need to extend that same grace that you've received to today? Love you. We're praying for you. Love going through this study with you guys.
Okay. I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget. I took the life of Christ in Bible college and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it. And I thank you for joining us. please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.